part one. You're listening to another episode of
Total Talk Nonsense
with John and Scott.
All right.
Total Talk Nonsense with Jizz and Skiz. I'm not Skiz.
And I am not Jizz.
So that makes me Jizz, right?
That makes you Jizz. And you know what makes me Jizz, John?
What?
When I rub one out.
Nice. We should talk about that a little bit.
Me rubbing one out?
No. No. On the forum, there's a thing about euphemisms set by John T. Set up there. Thread
by John T.
About masturbation euphemisms. Did you check that out?
No. I haven't seen that one yet.
Haven't?
I have not, no. Spank the monkey, rub one out.
That's it for
choke
you,
choke the
huh?
chicken. Slap the baloney.
John T. had beating the bishop, praising God, devil's handshake, spanking the bishop, and smacking Bob around. and the last one, shaking hands with the president. Way of the Bob said, choking the chicken, a night with Rosie Palma and her four guy without a thumb, five sisters, cracking one off, wrestling the one-eyed spitting snake. And all I had, I could add, was boxing the clown, spanking the monkey, and bopping the baloney.
Choking the chicken?
I didn't put, it was already on there, choking the chicken. Didn't
pull one
it?
Off? I don't know.
Arrowwolf had waxing the mahogany, snapping the carrot, slapping the salami, pulling one off, doing a Scotster, painting the walls, getting gooey pants.
And or milky pants.
Yeah, and for the girls, snapping the bean. So I encourage everybody to go on the forum and add to that thread because that's a really good thread, I think.
Can we come up with all the euphemisms?
Without cheating.
For jerking off.
So what a week, man. What a fucking week.
Oh, before we get into the week, I just need to say 87, part 87, episode 87. Yeah, yeah, I got way too hammered.
No, not at all.
That was horrible.
I thought it was awesome.
And the thing that pissed me off is Phil comes in here and he's just as hammered as I am. And his news was almost excruciating to listen to. Excruciating. We also
I
had
thought
to,
it was stellar.
We had to edit part three for the. We had to edit. We never edit. We just do everything live. But we had to edit part three because of a reference to the W that was a little too risque.
Yeah. That we probably wouldn't be here this week if we aired it.
Right.
We would have been rendered.
But I'm going to try to promise, John. I'm going to try to promise.
Try to promise.
I'm not going to promise to try. I'm going to try to promise that I won't get that liquored up.
Nice.
Again.
No, that was great. That was one of the best podcasts ever, mate. Mate? It was out of sight.
No, it wasn't.
So what'd you do last week?
I didn't do anything.
After the podcast.
After the podcast?
Yeah. Next day. How'd you feel?
Oh, I felt fine. We didn't have practice.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, I went to work.
There was a reason why we didn't have practice.
I stay hydrated, you know.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, we talked about it on the podcast. I said, hey, man, I'm going to cancel practice on Monday. And then you told me that you separated your shoulder.
Yeah.
And I said, well, why don't you call Rick and cancel? And you were, hey, don't put that shit on me, man.
Yeah, man. Because you want to cancel.
I might have to cancel tomorrow, too.
What?
Depending on how my work day goes.
Depends.
It depends.
You're a gutless turd.
I may be.
Well, my Monday, I woke up like 3 in the morning with sweats, chills, a brutal headache, couldn't breathe. And
this is about 24 hours after you had separated your shoulder from your torso.
Yeah, from my torso, completely separated. It was laying on the ground. So I couldn't sleep on my right side because of the pain in my shoulder. It was so painful. So the wife wakes up eventually. I end up traversing up to the first floor because we're living in the basement. And I'm just trying to figure out a way to go to sleep or something or whatever. So I'm laying there. I'm sweating. I'm dying. I'm like, I can't breathe. You know, like when you're snoring and you do one of those. You ever do that?
If I do, I'm not aware of it.
Oh, sleep apnea.
Oh, I have that. Yeah. Mild sleep apnea.
I have it like probably way over the top. But anyway, so I said to the wife, hey, let's wait till the kids go to school. And then I want you to take me to the emergency room. What?
Don't be alarmed.
I'm like, everything's okay. I just don't want to go to the doctor's office because if something is wrong, he's going to send me over to that hospital because they got all the equipment for x-rays and CT scans and all that crap.
Where do you go? Which one?
I went to Lutheran.
Nice. Yeah. That's where I go.
So she's like, okay. So we let the kids go and we jump in the car, go over there. And sitting there in triage, you know, they're taking my vitals. And my blood pressure is 244 over like 129.
That means nothing to me. I have no idea what blood pressure means.
It's like double the normal.
Double.
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 It's like double the normal. So my heart is pumping twice as much pressure as you would normally pump.
Wow.
So they hooked me up to an IV. I'm in there for 4 hours. They got me on an IV. They pump in some juice to bring down my pressure and give me some aspirin for the headache. And they prescribed me Procardia and something for my sinuses. I forget what it was. Allegra. And then they send me home and say, hey, go see your doctor. So I call him up and then I go Thursday to see him. Checks my blood pressure. It's still kind of high. He doubles my prescription and gives me a...
like he says, go get two bottles?
No. He doubles the dosage and gives me some other shit, a diuretic, which turns me into a fucking zombie. We'll have to ask Stephen C. I'll have to give him my what the drugs are. Because that shit, I'm not taking anymore.
Diuretic.
I was like a goddamn zombie.
Sounds like an L. Ron Hubbard thing. A dianetic.
A diuretic. Yeah, I've been practicing diuretics. So, yeah. So my blood pressure has been like really cranking, I guess, the past. And I think it all happened. Remember when we were lifting the couch here and I almost like passed out?
Yeah, I remember that.
And you like ran away?
Yeah, I'm like,
hey,
what
dude,
is this, man?
Okay, see ya.
Should I get my daughter over here to lift the couch or what?
So I think since that day, man, it's been really all fucked up. So they don't know what's wrong with me. So I'm getting the old finger in the ass Tuesday.
What does that got to do with it?
Oh, physical. You got to have one every year, dude.
Yeah, I gotta hook one up with my doctor.
I gotta do that, and then I gotta go for a sleep study. and who knows what else.
Oh, I told you about mine, didn't I? Sleep study? Yeah. It was hot.
It ain't going to work for me because I can't like sleep somewhere else without my own pillow. You know?
You can bring your own pillow.
You can?
Are you getting it done at Lutheran General?
I don't know.
Because they told me, yeah, bring your own pillow, teddy bear, inflatable doll, whatever you need to sleep. So I just said, I just need a big vat of Vaseline.
Oh, my God.
That's all I need.
You don't use KY?
No.
Oh, that's out of sight. You don't use the KY, huh?
Mm-mm.
Anyways, so what the hell happened? Yeah.
So you have another appointment on Tuesday.
Yeah.
Where you're getting the old, and your doctor's like 6'6", right?
Yeah, he's got big Shaq's fingers. Moon River. I can see it come out my mouth when he shoves it in my ass.
That's out of sight.
Ouch. So that's what I, and the only reason I went is because Joe's dad died. Otherwise, I would have just like took a fistful of Advil and thought I was just coming down with something.
Yeah.
But I said, yeah, you know what? This time, let's just check it out.
Well, I had mentioned to the wife what happened to you, and so she scheduled a physical for me.
Nice.
So I need to learn to keep my mouth shut.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Because I don't have my...
Oh, because you're old, Scott.
My hot Indian doctor anymore. Oh, that's right. Dr. Shaw.
And Rick's died.
Rick's died. Mine went to another practice, so now I got this guy doctor.
Yeah. It's out of sight.
Yeah.
So you got a guy. Ha ha. How big are his fingers?
I had one appointment with him, and I didn't notice that.
You didn't check him out?
No.
What if they're like all fucked up from football, big knuckles? So it'd be like a ribbed cock going up your ass.
I will question his sensitivity. Will he still have the sensitivity in his fingers to do a thorough examination of my prostate?
Because he'll spend longer in there. He'll linger. He'll be squeezing the prostate between his thumb and forefinger.
I'll make sure I eat a bunch of garlic before then.
Wow. Your ass smells like the finest Italian restaurant. Did anybody ever tell you that?
Yes. Would you like a menu?
Would you like a menu? Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, my.
Oh, my.
Hey, what the fucking cough, man?
It's probably
also
congenital. Who knows? I could be dying, dude.
One thing I was thinking about, John, is we are members of the Pod Riot, and there's a couple other podcasts, and some of these podcasts play a stinger for the Pod Riot that you put together.
Right.
Now, but let's think about this. So Punky plays it. Air Out My Shorts plays it. We play it, not often. And Kinky Sex plays it. So I'm going to say that your voice is probably heard by more listeners than anyone else.
Really?
And it's at least in the top 10 on the web when you're talking about webcasts. What do you think about that?
That's out of sight.
That is out of sight.
You know, back in 1994 when the web was taken off, you know, people were starting to put backgrounds and borders and all that shit. I was in an airplane on my way to Arizona. I'm flipping through. It was called The Web or The Net magazine.
It's when I watched your dog, Demi.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm flipping through the pages and there's a sidebar and it mentions a website called the May Corner that I had been helping a guy because I just learned how to do stuff with Photoshop. I made a shitload of backgrounds, little tiles for him. Diamond plate, bubbles, the star field. And it was advertised in the sidebar. The May Corner, got to check it out. because they give free advice on web page building and free backgrounds. So weeks later, I saw my backgrounds all over the internet.
So not only audio, but visually, you're like the Norman Borlaug of the internet.
Norman Borlaug.
Yeah, you should win a prize, Pulitzer? A Nobel Prize for
Nobel?
That. Yeah, because your soothing audio tones and your soothing visual backgrounds have made the internet's a much more enjoyable place.
Yeah, but now it's way more complicated. Not complicated, but it's more, what do you call that?
I don't know.
Let's do a rave. Come on, dance. Dance with me,
man.
Scott. Pull your pants down.
They already are.
All right.
I hear this music and my pants drop to my ankles.
Come on, everybody. Dance. Dance with TTN.
Come on, it's a rave.
I'm sorry.
It's all right. Yeah, so I just had that observation today.
That was the big credit you were giving me?
It's huge, man. It's huge. It's
huge.
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 And then also I checked out Professor Tom's latest shows.
Yeah.
He's got two new shows.
Yeah.
That's the good news. The bad news is he's going to be gone for 7 more weeks. So that's the bad news. He'll be
Why?
In Detroit. The good news is he's gone because he's so damn busy.
Yeah.
His entertainment company's taking off, going through the roof, John.
Oh, that's great. We probably should have stayed closer with him.
What do you mean?
So we could get out of this joint. Well, we
I
could,
like it here.
We do some magic, don't we?
Sure.
He could saw us in half.
I haven't had
a chance to talk to him.
He's
online right now.
We were practicing Thursday, so we skipped Monday.
Yeah.
You're still struggling with your shoulder. We practiced. Yeah. We had a very short practice.
Oh, right.
I was getting ready to go home. I was exhausted, and some guests came over, John. Yeah.
I got a new snare, too, man.
Yeah, you got a new snare. It's a little
How'd you like
deeper.
That? You like that?
It doesn't have the snap that the other
crack.
One does. The crack. Which Rick seemed to complain about a little bit.
Was he complaining or was he happier it didn't have the crack?
I think he was complaining.
Oh, okay.
So I hear a knock on the wall. I'm like, did you guys hear that? And you looked at me like I was fucking crazy. And so then there's a knock on the door. And usually when there's a knock on the door, it's the cops. But this time,
right.
It was our neighbors. Now, our old neighbor, Gordon, who used to live there where you're not supposed to live. He was booted, apparently.
Yeah.
And now there's new neighbors, and these guys run their business out of this office next door.
Right.
And the guy who runs the business used to play guitar for some bands on the college circuit, and he opened for who? Buddy Guy?
Buddy Guy. He's played with Eric Clapton. No, he played with Buddy Guy.
So his brother came over and introduced himself to us.
Hey, how you doing?
And he was from Virginia.
Virginia, the capital of moonshine.
He had just driven up from Virginia, John.
In his dually.
So he went back and got the whole crew over here.
Yeah.
And then we had to perform like goddamn chimps. And then they said, well, do you know any redneck music? And Rick plays... Angel.
Oh, yeah, I thought we were going to get raped.
Yeah, and I'm like, well, Angel? What is that, gay redneck music? I'm thinking Stand By Your Man. So that's why I was thrown off at the beginning.
Yeah.
But we didn't get raped. They seemed to enjoy the music there, John.
Old Big John was telling us how his wife bought him a $8,000 gun. Bought him an AR-50. It's a 50 cal. It's a tank killer. Anti-tank gun.
4 miles, right, John?
Shoot 400 yards. He blew off a...
No. It shoots 4 miles. But he tested it and
he tested 400 yards.
A fridge at 400
yards. 400 yards. Blew the door off a fridge.
Blew the door clean off, John.
Clean off the fridge. And And because he was shooting it out of the back of his pickup, the recoil raised his pickup about 10 feet in the air.
So they came over, and to break the ice, he says, hey, have you heard any good jokes, right? So I heard a good joke. But I blew the intro, so Rick had to take over, and he told this joke.
Yeah.
So the joke is, what is the difference between Iraq and Vietnam? And then the punchline is, the W had a plan for getting out of Iraq. I'm sorry.
You suck, man.
Had a plan you for suck. Getting out of Vietnam.
Oh, my God.
So Rick told that joke, and it was like crickets in here. And they're looking at us.
That's a fact.
So then the young kid.
I got a joke, man.
I got a joke. What do you call 1,000 niggers with their heads buried up to their heads and sand?
Buried up to their dicks and sand.
I don't know. What? John?
Afro-turf.
Afro-turf.
Yeah, and you could hear an uneasy, little uneasiness in the room. Like, what?
Yeah, so now, but I told you about my epiphany about Penn, and I'm going to be more open-minded, and even good ideas can come from crazy redneck people.
Yeah.
So, but it was hard, John. It was hard. And then we left, and then went to the Beacon. We got a gig at the Beacon.
And more rave.
And then the hillbilly showed up again, and I left.
Yeah.
How late did you stay?
Just a half hour more. Or maybe an hour. I don't know. I think it was like midnight or something when I got home.
I mean, they were nice guys and all, but I don't know if it's the cultural difference or it's a group setting. I don't know. I just didn't want any part of it.
Well, Big John was very responsible in making sure that young Nate didn't drink anymore. And matter of fact, we found out he was 19.
Oh, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So he wouldn't let him drink nothing but Coke at the Beacon, not even fake his age. And apparently Big John had a bar in Chicago, a biker bar. Where guys would set up bottles and shoot them off the bar with their guns. and the blonde-haired dude with the spiked hair,
yeah,
he vetted all of it, man. Oh my God. And because he's from here, and those guys, I guess they're from Virginia or something.
And, Fairfax County.
Yeah.
Make the best fine cock in the world.
It's a liquor.
It's fine liquor. Cock.
So, Big John, I guess, had, he said, yeah, it got closed up by the ATF.
What was the name of it?
I can't remember, but the other dude with the blonde hair said, yeah, not only did it get closed up by the ATF, they closed it up with the stereo going and the lights on and everything. They came in with, kicked everybody out and screwed plywood up and boarded it up with the music playing, they said.
Hey, can I turn off my jukebox?
He said it was the roughest place ever. It was nothing but bikers and people get knifed. They get stabbed all the time. I'm like, yeah, our band could probably play there. Oh, yeah, your band fitting real good.
Real good.
Especially playing that Angel in the Morning. Shit.
I'll show you Angel of the Morning.
I'll give you an Angel in the Morning right up your sphincter. You know what I'm saying?
It'll be so early in the morning, I'll put it where the sun don't shine.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
So Rick invited him to Meat Fest next year.
That's at his house,
this
right?
Year, yeah. And they're going to bring some moonshine.
Yeah, remind me to come up with some other plans.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Is the guy going to bring his 50 caliber weapon?
Why not?
Yeah, that's what
do
I
you
need.
Care?
I care.
Bring the kids. It'd be fun.
Yeah.
We'll watch them shoot a refrigerator. They seem like a nice enough guy. Come on, you big baby. They're probably cooler people than you hang out with.
There's no way that that's possible. I hang out with the coolest people.
Yeah, the people you hang out with don't even know who the vice president is.
Mr. Shmuel. TP.
The vice... What's the... Do you know Dick Cheney?
The governor?
The governor? No! The lieutenant governor. So... Yeah. That's what's happening.
So you didn't see any movies?
No.
Yeah, I didn't see shit worth mentioning. I had free tickets to the 300 at the IMAX. I couldn't go. I had to take my daughter and her friend to a play. It's this Park Ridge thing. They do it for the school. So it's all parents of kids that go to school.
Yeah.
And it's this original play with original music, and the band sucked. There were some good performances, though, but it made me think, boy, we could write something way better than what they had going on.
Right.
So the kids and I suffered through that for like 2 hours. That's what I did Saturday night.
It's out of sight.
My neighbor was in it. He was a hula dancer.
Boy, I'm so glad I don't live in your town. It's really fucked up. I'll take them hillbillies any day over those fucking retards in your city. Oh, my God. Oh, give me a Merlot. I'm a hula dancer in the
county play. He's a cool guy.
Yeah, sure he is.
He's going to come in sometime on the webcast. And he's going to come see our band because he's a musician, too.
Nice. Should I read comments?
Yeah, why not, man?
All right.
So what are we...
Whoa!
Two of them. I keep forgetting to bring email.
We got Jizz and Skiz. You do the biz with plenty of fizz. You're cooler than the Wiz. Thanks, a Briz Zillion. It's by Mark Spooner. Jizz and Skiz. I know episode 87 has been recorded. I know 87 has been uploaded. What I don't know is why our two favorite cock nuggets haven't added 87 to the podcast feed. How come? Oh, have they come down with the case of tetanus? Did the W finally exact his revenge? Or do they just get high and forget? From Brooklyn Broiler.
No, we're still here. My internets went out on Tuesday, and that's when I usually do it. So then I didn't have another opportunity until Thursday, and that's when I think I did do it.
Ditching the AKC. TTN rules. I like it. Not only are you a band, you are a fucking awesome podcast. From Jason. From Nobodies. Thanks, Jace. Great show. Submitted by RK Brasse. Good job. Submitted by Pissed BB.
Oh, that reminds me.
This one says, hiya. This is the last one. Hey there, you two sexy guys. It's a new freaking month, and of course I had to come vote for my favorite podcast. So, of course, I voted for TTN. Have a great freaking month and stay out of trouble. Hugs, kisses, and well-placed licks. Bondage Kitty.
You know, if I hadn't interrupted you, you would have hit
your mark. I know, I would have.
Mark, man.
Fucking A, man. I've been practicing this, man, and you fucked it up. Fuck.
I'm sorry, man.
Sorry.
That is fucked up. It's fucked up as the W.
Sorry.
All right, so we're going to take it to part two?
Yeah.
Part two, we got some science news. We got celebrity news. And, that's about it.
Very well put, Scott. All right, we'll be right back. Total Talk Nonsense with John and Scott. You gonna say anything?
He's John.
I gotta press buttons and shit, man. You can say something.
And I'm Scott.
We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to part one of AKC's Total Talk Nonsense. Part two is just a click away.